Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Howdy fucking doodah, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Camo, and you're listening to Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about any and everything. If this is your first time tuning in, go ahead and hit subscribe and turn on those post bell notifications. Unfazed and Unbothered is available anywhere you get your podcasts. We drop every Thursday, and there is a YouTube visual every Friday. So last week, I did an episode of the Get Ready With Me, What's in My Makeup Bag, and it was a long episode, but I realized that the audio didn't really translate over for the audio listeners, because I did ASMR and there were a lot of pauses while I was doing my makeup. So I do apologize for those of you who only listen to the audio, but I did also warn you early on in the episode that this is probably an episode you're going to want to watch on YouTube, but I will be mindful of that ongoing. I do, as promised last week, I do have a little skincare regimen that I'm going to go into after the first break. So stay tuned. I did say I was going to do maybe two different episodes of skin and hair, but I think I'm going to incorporate both of those in today's episode. So yeah, contrary to the title of this podcast, I am a bit bothered right now. Not even going to lie to the girls. Just going to keep it 1000. I woke up on the right side of the bed, but a conversation that I just had right before recording really just did a 180 on my mood and emotions. So bear with me, girls. I am only human. I feel things just like you. Okay, I'm not Superwoman. None of your faves are. None of your idols. I'm not saying I'm an idol by any means, but Katy Perry has feelings, okay? Rick Ross has feelings. Just saying. Anyways, I have been journaling quite a bit. I was at Salada last week. If you've never been, it's essentially like a Chipotle, but for salad. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a salad bar that somebody else prepares for you. And they have so much, so fucking much, literally any vegetable, fruit, cheese, meat topping. They have fucking pasta, rices, quinoa, all kinds of shit that you can add. Anything you can think of, they have, and it's delicious. But anyways, I was getting my salad, trying to be a cute and gorgeous, healthy mama, and I had my journal with me. Now, I do journal. I've talked a lot about journaling on this podcast, but I am not the best. I'm not the most efficient journaler. I typically journal around full and new moons, and occasionally like go, you know, review them and jot some ideas down. But I don't journal daily. And I should. I should. But anyways, I had my journal with me that day. And this girl that was doing my style, we got on the conversation about journaling. And she was like, you know, journaling is so important because you never know what ideas you'll never think about again. Like we have so many ideas come to our mind and we don't write them down. We tell ourselves we'll remember them, but we never do. And it's funny because after she said that, I was like, you know what? This bitch is so right. I started writing down every possible thought, every possible conversation I could have for today's episode. And I am actually really impressed with the length of this list I've got going on here. I've got so many thoughts, so many sentences, so many ideas of things I've been jotting down over the past few days. So to the girl who did my salad at Salada, thank you. Thank you. It's really true. I was reading back some of these thoughts yesterday and I was like, I don't even remember having this thought, but wow, this is tea. So it just proved her point right there. So, you know, if you are somebody who has thoughts, write them down. Ideas. I have some ideas. I have some million-dollar ideas that I've fumbled because I never wrote them down. But I did write one down I had recently, and I'm not going to share it with you girls because it could make me millions. But I'm going to keep that one to myself, as you should too, okay? Anyways, write shit down. Okay? Purr. So, this past week, I did get in a little trouble with TikTok. TikTok is really just pissing me off, but what's new? I am just so over the platform, but unfortunately, it's like the platform. It's the only growing platform at this time. Instagram is not a growing platform. I wish Instagram would just stick to fucking pictures, but now they're like really trying to push for reels. The thing is, TikTok is damn good about showing me the videos that I would want to see. Whereas Instagram, when I'm on Reels, it's a bunch of sad ass shit and corny, cringy ass fucking audios. So I can't get down with the Reels until it's a little more curated to my likeness. Like TikTok, the For You page, their AI is fucking impeccable. But they also be playing with some of us. It's to the point where you can't even have healthy discourse online. You can't have an opinion. You can't vocalize frustrations unless you fit a certain mold and can deliver that message in a certain way. See, TikTok really prides themselves on being a fun, inclusive space. And, you know, it's great to be... It's great that they want to keep bullying and keep, you know, hate speech and all these things off of their platform. I do agree with that. However, there needs to be a level of freedom of speech. We need to be able to speak our minds in some degree. So anyways, this past week, I had made a Stitch video to this person's TikTok. So this might be a hot take and might be contradicting to my identity or contradictive to my identity. And it might even come as a surprise, but I try my best to be educated, to be understanding, to be woke, but some shit is just so fucking cringe. It is. Someone's got to fucking say it. So this bitch had made a video on TikTok. In fact, their entire TikTok page is about pronouns. So here we go. Pronouns to me, I will always respect somebody's pronouns. I personally don't care that much about pronouns. I do prefer gender neutral and femme pronouns for myself, but I also equally don't care that much enough to really get hot-headed and corrective unless someone's being a bigot. Now that's a different story, but anyways, and I'm just rambling, so sorry, ADHD be like. The one thing I can't get fucking down with, and I'm so sorry, call me phobic, call me whatever the fuck you want, the neo pronouns. What the fuck is that? I'm trying to understand, but I refuse. I refuse. It has gone way too fucking far. So this bitch has an entire account about, today I'm going to be teaching you how to use shark pronouns. Let's go. It's the most obnoxious, cringiest fucking shit I've ever goddamn heard. And basically this person is trying to educate people on neo pronouns. So basically, if you're not familiar, because I wasn't fully familiar until this past week, neo pronouns are basically animals and objects that people want to mask as their pronouns. I'm so sorry. You're not a goddamn toothbrush. You're not a fucking genie's bottle. You're not a fucking toilet seat. And I'm not going to refer to you as any of those things. I will only refer to, if you want to be called a fucking wolf, I'm just not going to fucking talk to you. I have no business talking to you, and you have no business talking to me. I can't take you seriously. You're chronically ill. You need to fucking step into reality. You are so far removed from reality, and it is concerning. It's alarming, and it's unsettling. And see, a lot of people may be like, wow, Camo, I expected better out of you. I thought you were a very inclusive person. I am. I'm very understanding of just about everything. But that is, there has to be a place where we draw the line. And that is it for me. Okay. If you want to transition, I support that. I'm so happy for you. If you want to go from male to female, female to male, if you don't want to identify as either or, you want to be non-binary, that's where I feel like I fit most in, shoot for the fucking stars. And I will respect that. That's all respectable. That's all understandable. But I'm not ever in my goddamn life going to refer to a human being as an inanimate object. I don't give a fuck what connection you feel to that shit. You are not a fucking snail, and I will not refer to you or anybody as a fucking snail. And if that makes me problematic, I'll proudly carry that title. I think it makes you more delusional than it makes me problematic. But anyways, whatever, I digress. So I had made this one video that is still up on TikTok. Thank God they didn't take this one down. But I had stitched one of those fucking corny ass videos. And I was like, I identify as a pumpkin. Pumpkins pronouns from here on out. Thank you, bitch. And, you know, a lot of people were in the comments about they felt like those neo pronouns things is disrespectful. And I absolutely agree. So I had made a response video to somebody's comment, and I was just like, you know, this does feel disrespectful. And, you know, my video got taken down. Ugh. First of all, they took the video down in the first 5 minutes, and then I appealed the video. They restored it. They're like, our apologies. Your video does not violate our guidelines. We restored it. And then about an hour and a half later, I guess all these rabid 12-year-olds who identify as fucking chimpanzees and mold spores are all foaming at the mouth, reporting my account. And TikTok is like, you know what? It's just causing too much of a problem. The problem there is that while, yes, I can understand TikTok wanting to be an inclusive space where nobody can really differ in opinion, whatever, they want it to be fun. The thing is these problems and these frustrations are not going to ever go anywhere. So people have feelings. People should be able to speak their mind, and there should be some type of room for that, really and truly. I am a queer creator. I should be able to speak on queer problems. But no, my video was taken down for abusive behavior. And all I was saying was, I do agree that the neo pronoun thing is a bit disrespectful. It feels like a mockery. It really does. Trans people have fought for decades, lifetimes, for us to get where we are at. We are finally to a place where trans people and non-binary people are finally getting a smidgen of respect and representation in film, on TV, and people don't see us as much of a freak as they once did. But it feels like now Gen Z's like, you know what? Let me take it a step further. I want to identify as a fucking toaster, a microwave. It makes all the outsiders, all these heteros, not trying to advocate for the heads, that's not what I'm doing here, but it does make everybody else who has been on the fence, who is struggling to even understand gays and trans people in general, it makes those type of people who are already struggling or on the fence about us, it makes them look at us all like we're even more of a fucking joke than they thought they were. Because now these people look at somebody like me or a fully transitioned woman, transitioned male. They look at us like, oh, that one probably thinks it's a fucking lizard. No, bitch. I think I'm a human being. I might be a hybrid individual, but I definitely identify as a human being, not a fucking inanimate object. Not a plant, not like one of this bitch's videos said that she was trying to educate people on how to use dusk, dawn pronouns. What? Like it really feels like satire, but unfortunately, I'm afraid that that person is 100% real. And I just can't get down with that. It's so cringe. It's giving cringe fucking city. I can't fucking stand that shit. I can't. And if that makes me phobic, then period. Pumpkin noodle juices. We live, laugh, love. Yeah, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of so much. So fucking much. But on that note, I'm going to go on a break. And when I get back, I'm going to get into my skincare, my hair care, and whatever else. Live, laugh, love.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
She's back. I was on a little tangent before the break, completely forgot some talking points. So to continue that ramble, I got a new mattress this week. Very excited about this. I have been wanting a purple mattress for so many fucking years, but I was too poor. Here we are. I finally got one. I got the Hybrid 3. Greatest sleep. This is not a paid promo. I don't give a flip if you go buy you a purple mattress or not. But I I'm so happy I did. And if I continue waking up feeling this fucking good, I will rave about Purple mattresses to the day I die. So Purple, are you listening? Okay, I want an adjustable bed frame. Mm-hmm. And I want some Harmony pillows as well. And you know, I would love to try the number 4. So, yeah, I'll be an ambassador, if you will. Purple is also my favorite color, so purr. Anyways, also, let's see, what else did I want to mention? So, you know, like I've mentioned many times, I'm in my recluse era. I'm not fucking with nobody. It's a me thing, okay? It's a me fucking thing. A lot of people from my past are feeling hit. And I just want to be clear. If I have not given you time, that is more to do with me than you. I am in my cocoon, my recluse era. I'm glowing. I'm growing. And I just can't sit around and smoke weed all day, passing the joint back and forth. Here I am, getting tooted boots, McGee. Solo though, okay? I don't know. I'm trying to cut back on my smoking, by the way. The flower, at least. So, yeah, we'll see. I haven't bought any. I haven't re-upped, if you will. But I did get a pen. So, we'll see. I just keep hitting the fuck out of it, and I'm quite tooted, if I do say so myself. But I just don't have the time, the patience, or the capacity to spend so much fucking time doing nothing but drinking and laughing about nonsense, okay? I need people to elevate their pussies or watch from the sidelines, because I can't keep giving my time and energy to that. If it's not feeding, fucking, or financing, if it's not bringing me peace, if it's not growing and developing me as an artist and individual, if it's not bringing me peace and joy and happiness, I don't have the space for it. Genuinely, I don't. I can't entertain that. And I feel like a lot of people have taken for granted my time and my availability, my helpfulness, my availability, and they act like, oh, Camo has all the time in the world. I can be 45 minutes late to a meetup, or I can, you know, add all these extra fucking stops to our route of us hanging out, but not without even fucking letting them know. Like, no, my time is valuable to me. Even if I'm not got anything planned, like, that's not for anybody else to dictate, okay? If you're jealous because I'm doing me, I'm so sorry, but that's a you problem, baby. I don't like feeling like my time is being taken for granted, taken advantage of. And I also don't like when people hit me up once in a blue moon, and it always starts the same. It's always, oh my God, Camo, I just gotta say, I am so proud of you. I love you so much. And then 20 minutes later, by the way, could you share this on your TikTok? Could you add this on your podcast? Could you do this favor for me? I'm not flattered. And you know what? I don't want to sound ungrateful to anyone who's like, wow, Camo, these people support you. There's ulterior motives. There is, okay? And I don't like that. I can see right through it. I'm a regular person. Talk to me like you would back in the day. Otherwise, don't say hey, okay? I don't have time for that. I don't like that. Here's the thing. The person that you met, people are like, oh, you're different. You've changed. I have changed. I've evolved. My character, still the same. My heart, still the same. No love lost, okay? I have no ill feelings towards these people, but I just can't be available to them right now until they elevate. I was once low vibrational myself. Okay, do better. All right, if you are in the same place you've been at for 5 years, please do better. Okay, the person that you met, the person that you bonded with, I was scraping change out of my 99 Honda Civic hatchback or my 96 Honda Del Sol, my old dumpy ass cars. I was scraping change, $3 and $4 for a fucking gallon of gas or a fucking French fry at McDonald's. I was serving tables. I was setting up payment arrangements on, my insurance, my fucking phone bills. I could barely afford to eat. I was drinking every fucking day. I was smoking copious amounts of fucking weed every fucking day. That is not who I am anymore. I was stealing goddamn chicken from work. I was going on heists. I was going on fucking heists. Okay? That is not me anymore. None of that is me. And that is not a jab at anybody who is actively living those circumstances or fits that narrative of which I did years ago. I'm just saying to those who feel like, oh, Gamma thinks they're better than us. Gamma's changed, blah, 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 whatever the streets keep saying. That is why I'm not that person. And unfortunately, you probably are if I'm not giving you my time. Yeah. Also, people outgrow people. You know, I don't want to be in a room where I feel like there's tension. I don't want to be around people that I don't care for. And I unfortunately hate when I want to hang out with a friend and then there's like 5, 6, 7 other people that I just can't fucking stand also there that I was not aware were going to be there. I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit. Now, this is not a jab at one individual. These are all, if the shoe fits, lights the bitch up, I guess. It's a lot of bitches, okay? No love lost, okay? I'll still invite you to the functions. I'll see you from time to time. I wish you well. But right now, I'm getting my pussy, my body, and everything, my mind, body, and spirit in alignment for myself. Try it.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Yourself, okay, Perna. Anyways, now that that is out of the way, let's get into the products. Okay, per. Okay, so my iPad that I'm recording on right now keeps saying it's about to die, so I'm so sorry. 1 second, bitches. Now that she's readjusted the products, so none of these are sponsored. Buy them, don't buy them, don't care. But I do get lots of questions about my hair and my skin, so here we go. And from here on out, when anybody asks about my hair or my skin, I'm going to reference this fucking episode. Okay. But you know what? I want to do a little woosah moment because I did just go on that long tangent. And it was just a little negative. I want to fix the energy. So I'm going to do a little singing bowl with you girls. If you've never heard, is a frequency. It's very therapeutic. This might be hard to do.
I am protected. You are protected.
We love you, Shanae.
Wow. Feel those vibrations in your pussy. Do you? I do.
I feel it in my heart. On some real shit. Yeah, I don't know how that translates over audio, but in person, you can feel the vibrations. Really, I have this little one too. It's a more cuter, higher pitch frequency, but that was too much of a chore for me to do. So let's get into the products, okay? Skin. I love Kiehl's moisturizer. Great moisturizer. It is a little expensive. It is not my daily moisturizer, but it is great. It is their Kiehl's Ultra Facial Cream. Great product. Live, laugh, love it. My go-to moisturizers are Bliss products. I love Bliss. You can get them in Target. They're very affordable. I've been using them for years. I'm very grateful they added me to PR, but this is not paid promo, so I don't give a fuck if you buy Bliss or you don't. But their Bliss Exglotion, I've talked about it fucking so many times. It is my favorite. I ran out the other day and fucking threw away the package. It looks just like this one if you're watching the visual here. It looks just like this, but it's blue and it says Exglotion. This one is their Youth Got It. I've been using it for the past few days. Love it. It's got retinol in it. Their products are just so great. They're clean ingredients and they're very affordable, like I said. So go to Target. I love their liquid exfoliant. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? This has 11.8% AHA, BHA, and PHA. It's a liquid exfoliant. It's got salicylic acid in it. It's great. When I finished up my microneedling and my skin was calmed down enough, I used this and it just ate the texture away. It makes your skin so bright and so tight. It really does. Bliss liquid exfoliant. Highly recommend. What else? I use all of these serums. This Otzi C drip. It's a vitamin C. Otzi's multi acid drip. It's a resurfacing serum. And I also use Bliss. Shocker. Bliss, they also have a vitamin C with tripeptide. It's a collagen protecting serum. I mix all three of these in my hands with my moisturizer, typically the Exglotion or the Youth Got It or the Kiehl's. One of those three I'm using and mixing all those serums together. I also mix, this toner. Yeah, I mix this toner with it also by Bliss. Their Mighty Biome. It's a pre-postbiotics barrier aid. It's a skin balancing milky toner / serum. And it's great. It's very milky. So I mix that with my moisturizer, make a little concoction, and I just apply it to my face. Yep, that's my everyday look. You can kind of, my skin is glowing. For my body though, if anyone is, you know, anyone gives a fuck, I love this First Aid Beauty. This line is great. They're a little pricey, not gonna lie, but I love this whole line. Great products. This bump eraser, it's got 10% AHA in it. It is a very rough and coarse exfoliant, so be careful. This is for your body. I do use it on my face as well. I do. But I'm very gentle on the face with this product. I don't recommend doing it, but if you do, please be careful with it because it's very coarse. But it's great for your body. TMI, I do on and off struggle with acne on my peaches. Yeah, if you will. I think it's a mixture of me always wearing tight panties and tight fucking leggings, and I go to the gym. So I guess that's why, but I used, oddly enough, I used this Bliss liquid exfoliant on my cheeks and I mixed their, Bliss has a, body acne spray. It's got salicylic acid. It sprays so beautifully and evenly. I used that. And I also used, if you're struggling with body acne, here is my concoction. I use those, but I also use this. I use the Target brand. I've sworn by benzoyl peroxide. It's just an ingredient. It's great. It is known to dry out your skin, but if you have acne and you need to get rid of it quick, benzoyl peroxide, y'all. And you don't have to use some fancy schmancy brand. It's just an ingredient. So literally, I'd be using the Target and the Walmart brand. Don't really go to Walmart anymore because they don't have fucking Apple Pay. Get with it, Walmart. But also Walmart is evil anyways. benzoproxide. I swear by this. When I had acne in high school, bitch, I got my hands on some fucking benzoproxide, and that shit said goodbye. I love CeraVe. Talked about that quite a bit as well. I got their salicylic acid facial wash. I have some of their lotions. I love their itch relief lotion. My favorite lotion of all time is, oh fuck, where'd it go? It's a First Aid Beauty lotion. It's a little pricey. I'm not gonna lie to the girls, but if you don't want to spend a coin on that, then I do recommend the CeraVe lotions. But I also use this Bliss body wash. Great product. So yeah, that's my skin. That's literally everything I do to my skin. Now my hair, the only thing I use on my hair, occasionally I'll use dry shampoo, the Dove one I love. It's the brunette dry shampoo. I use that quite a bit. But other than that one thing, everything else I use on my hair is Olaplex. I love Olaplex. I've been using them exclusively on my hair now for over 2 years. I've talked a lot about them on this podcast. I swear by them. This is not a paid promo. Don't give a shit if you buy them or don't. Don't have coupons for none of these things, but trust me when I say they have like a spray. You can do, they have like a whole line of like treatments you can do to your hair. And you don't have to do the whole treatment. It is pricey, okay? However, it works. Now, if you're gonna just get a few products, I would get the shampoo and conditioner. I've been using their shampoo for 2+ years, and it does have a reputation of getting your hair sometimes can weigh it down over time if you've used it for so long, because it does have a lot of protein in the line, all their products, I think that's what I've heard. And so I used it for so long and my hair got kind of like heavy and it was kind of feeling greasy. So they recently came out with a clarifying shampoo. Live, laugh, love it. I love it. It makes my hair so soft and bouncy. So yeah, well, if you don't want to invest in the entire line, get their shampoo, conditioner, and their leave-in. That is my favorite. But I love their hair mask. Ugh, the whole line is incredible. They also have like a little oil. Shit, some of these products I don't have. They have this oil, number 7. Use it on your ends. It keeps them hydrated. It keeps them from splitting. Don't put them on the roots. Don't put that oil on the roots, bitch, okay? They also have like a protectant serum that's kind of new too. I really like that. Literally, Olaplex. Thank you for being Olaplex, because you're great and I love you so much. I swear by your products as well as Bliss products. So yeah, girls, that's all I got for you. Skin and hair, that's everything. I hope that some of these products help you. Like I said, if you are having body acne problems, get those products. Yeah, so anyways, I'm gonna go on another break. I love you, girls. Mwah. She's back. Here we go. Q&A. Okay, consistently your bitch asked a lot of questions. Wow, okay. Which relationship did you learn the most from? My last relationship. Still dealing with that individual, so figuring that out. I don't ever talk about my relationship, and I probably shouldn't be talking about it right now. I don't like to share my personal business, if I'm being 1,000, but that relationship did teach me the most lessons. I had, like, when I met this person, I had already made a pact with myself like a week prior to meeting that I was just fed up with myself and that I wanted to really embark on this metamorphosis that I've been talking so much about over the past few months. I met them and then they were like the gun that started the race, because I've like had these thoughts and these ideas and like how I wanted to look and how I wanted to feel and all these things. I've had these ideas and goals for years, and I would get a little progress and then I would backtrack. I would lose 10 pounds, gain 15 back. But when I had met them, they were like the gun that started the race. And I really was dedicated and determined to feel better, think better, be softer, be smarter, be, you know, a better person all around. And I also had never experienced real love. And I felt like that was real love. I've never had somebody so thoughtful, so caring, so sweet. And it was honestly the greatest relationship I've ever experienced. And I still very much love this individual. But learned the most from that one. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. Wow, did not expect to get emo. Okay, Baby D, 2001, asked, how long did it take you to fully feel comfortable with makeup, your pronouns, and who you are? I came out of the closet in 2011. I was 18, 17 or 18, something like that. I first was wearing like just base makeup, very much quote unquote boy makeup, if you will. And it evolved. Now I wear a full face. I was wearing like leggings, but still like men's tops. And now my wardrobe is exclusively women's clothing. So it's been like a 10-year journey. Yeah, everybody's journey is different. Still expanding my pussy, still to this day, so 10 years. Let's see. Consistently Your Bitch also asked, favorite teenage dirtbag era? Okay, so definitely my Gaga craze. Yeah, I had a peacock hairstyle. Yeah, I, well, I straighten the crown of my hair. I had it cut shorter and I would straighten that shit and I would hairspray it and it looked like a peacock. And I felt fucking fearless walking down the hallways of Appalachia High School. Oof. Oh, wow. With my Beats Gaga headphones that she wore in the Bad Romance music video, bitch. I was slaying. Oh, you couldn't tell me nothing, bitch. Let's see what else we got here. A lot of questions about my skincare. Well, today you got that episode finally. I'm going to start referring everyone who ever asked to this episode. You know, girls, that's it. I'm tired. Okay. I'm going to cut it there. I love y'all so much. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. Please leave a 5-star review. And you know, just know that I love you. Thank you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.